16 minutes past 8, and it gives me tremendous pleasure to welcome into studio Willy Wonka himself. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing,
Kim? All right. Thank you. Richard Pierce. All right. Do you want to tell us why... tell our listeners why I'm calling you Willy Wonka.
Okay, well...
He's from Totally Kosher, by the way.
Well, we'll start at the beginning. We've been doing quite a lot of research into the retail market just to try and get an understanding of what our kosher community actually wants. And what we did was we pretty much came up with a whole new campaign in order to get the community really involved and hopefully get the products on the shelf pretty soon. So the idea was we'll cook it, you just come up with what you would like us to cook. And that's where we're pretty much at this moment. So we're very excited.
Would you be open to people coming with, you know, Bubba's recipe that Mama's never got right for Bulkers or whatever it is?
So we'll do a bit more product development down the line. At the moment, we're just trying to get ideas together so we can conceptualize the entire range of food that pretty much everyone wants, so we can categorize it.
Yes.
Then we're also going to have to do a bit more market research into when everyone wants this food. Is it Monday to Friday, like Thursday through past Shabbos, going through the weekend?
So is this all? Is this like a fresh range, or are you going to do a frozen range?
We're going to do both. So predominantly fresh, it will be available on the shelves hopefully pretty soon. Hopefully in starting with Norwood Pick and Pay, and it will be expanding outwards from there once we've just got the sum and the maths right on all the different shops, because, you know, Norwood being the predominant shop for the community is very different to your demographic in Killarney and Gala Manor and other stores. So once we've pretty much worked out all the kinks in the chain, then we'll start to roll it out further.
That's fantastic. And is it going to go under the Totally Kosher brand?
So it's going to go under the Totally Kosher brand on our kosher range. We were up in arms with a couple of different ideas in that, and then the guys from Pick and Pay Marketing came on board and said, you guys have been Totally Kosher since 2005.
Why change it?
Why rock the boat? And then from a food safety aspect, we'd have to redo pretty much 4 years worth of audits under a different name in order to basically have all of that paper trail for it. So, no, we're going under the Totally Kosher brand. And also, it's a way to actually get the community to know who we are.
Okay, so that was going to be my next question. For anyone who doesn't know Totally Kosher, because a lot of your work is done behind the scenes.
Yeah.
People eat your food, but they don't actually know that it's your food.
No, absolutely.
Okay, so tell us where we would currently find your food.
Okay, so I think let's just take it a step further back. So people might remember the restaurant called Divine on Louis Botha.
We had
that many moons ago.
Yes, that must be about 8-9 years ago, if not longer.
Well, you know, time flies so quickly. It's already been 8 years since we started building the new factory, and it's been 5 years that we've been in that facility.
Wow.
So it's quite a while since we've been on Louis Botha Avenue, and it all started there. And what happened was it just got to a point where we outgrew the premises. We didn't have enough electricity. If we were going to flip it to the food safety levels that we're at now, it would have cost us an arm and a leg, more than what it cost to build the new factory. And we just opted rather to relocate and do it properly. So that was our exit from the restaurant world and to predominantly to stay with the corporate side of things, which is where my culinary background lies. And from working in hotels and corporates, banks, and pretty much everywhere else, you know, that was the market I knew, and that's where we went in pretty aggressively.
So was it a good move for you to move away from the restaurant market?
Well, the restaurant market really gave us that connection with the community and with the people. But unfortunately, you know, location was pretty much against us.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, we were sitting inside Shul, and it was Sukkot, and someone turned around to me and said, were you open last night? And like, I looked at my dad, and I was like, we did close the restaurant, did we? He's like, no, we did. So I turned around, and I said, see the guy, no, we're there. I remember being there. And he goes, well, you know, everyone's like saying that you guys have shut the doors. So I was like, well, if that's the case, you know, maybe we should. And let's focus on where we were and what we're good at. And that was pretty much done.
Gosh.
And then it just went AIDA, and it started to expand even further than what we began to believe it was going to be.
Where do you supply food for now?
Okay, so
when you say the corporates,
so the majority of the community sees our meals on airlines and in private hospitals.
Yes.
So that's really where the bulk of the budgetized meals go to.
That must be very difficult. Just before we get along, it must be very, very difficult, because you can get your food in a particular state to point X, but point X, Y, and Z is in somebody else's hands. I remember getting a phone call from somebody who was in also one of the private clinics and phoned me to complain about hospital food. I don't think it was your food. I don't know whose food it was. Mm. But they were complaining because the nurses who had heated up this kosher meal had put the eggs in the microwave for 15 minutes on high.
I kind of get a feeling I know who that person was.
Okay, but I was horrified.
It was a doorstopper. Because you could basically beat the person to death with the omelette.
Yeah.
You know, and we do a fortune of training with all of these private hospitals, but they change their staff on such a regular basis that as much training as we do, every time you go and you visit these guys at the hospitals, it's a whole new crew of people. So we're busy with a whole new concept of how we're going to do training with these guys. And a whole lot of videos and educational videos, not only for the hospitals and the crews that work on the airlines and the people that work in the hotels and the conference centers, you know. And they'll actually be able to watch like a little YouTube video of, are they doing it correctly? Are they not doing it correctly? You know, one of our biggest challenges within the hospitals, and a lot of people don't know it, is that on almost every ward and in every kitchen, there's a different microwave. So we landed up doing an experiment using about 18 different microwaves to work out times and temperatures, because no one knew which one was going to be there.
Right.
You know, the microwave broke. Maintenance would then go and pick up the cheapest thing they could find and put it on the shelf. So we literally went from temperatures from 400 watts all the way up to 1200 watts, working out frozen temperatures, ambient temperatures, and they still don't get it right.
Okay. Listen, most people in hospital are not so keen on food anyway.
Well, you know, that said, we learned.
Yeah. Okay, so if you've just tuned in, I'm speaking to Richard Pierce, and he's the head of Totally Kosher. I've called him Willy Wonka. He's going to tell us very shortly about why I'm calling him Willy Wonka. But what he was saying is that Totally Kosher are launching a take-home range that will be accessible and which you and I will be able to buy at Pick and Pay. And I thought this was really, really exciting. But he's running an amazing competition in association with this. So tell us about the competition, Richard.
Okay, so what we've done is...
I mean, Willy Wonka.
Willy, you know, who cares? So what we've done is we've actually called it the World of Totally Kosher. And it's going to be a little bit of like a four-part campaign that we're doing throughout the whole year. And we're starting with the factory exploration, which is going to be in February.
What does that mean?
So right now we've pretty much put out on Facebook a little competition for the community.
Is it under Totally Kosher?
It's under the Totally Kosher page. Huh? And we've shared it with like the Jewish Mommies pages and Kosher Foodies and all of the guys to really get as much feedback in as possible that we can take. And, you know, it's credible. It's from the guys. You know, it's what all the moms want. It's what all the businessmen want. You know, stuff that they can just grab and go take home, a Shabbos meal, a platter for a party. You know, all of that's going to be pretty much there. But what we've done is through Facebook, we created the advert under the concept of Willy Wonka. You know, when you really, like, watch the movie, how they separated themselves from the community but continued to still feed the chocolates and the sweets into it, but no one really knew where it was, what it was, how it actually works.
The secret, right?
You know, so we're going to actually open up the doors. Because we really do have an open door policy there, And we're actually going to create the brand awareness for Totally Kosher and try and get more of a positive light into the community and show them really what a true facility is. So the idea is like the page, share the page, comment below with a list of 10 meals that you would love to see.
And you're going to go to Willy Wonka's factory.
And I'm going to hopefully get my little Oompa Loompas to get it all together and on the go. And the ending of the competition is to finish with hashtag food with integrity. Because, you know, when we started the company was started for the community, where we saw all the gaps and what they needed and how it was just being not done correctly and not food safe correctly. So that was like why we built this factory. And in 2007, I did the world trip, and we pretty much went to London, France, Israel, and we looked at all the top kitchens and what these guys do and how much they produce. And we've pretty much incorporated that all under one roof in Bramley View.
Very nice. Okay, so where does the golden ticket come into it?
Okay, so what's going to happen is that all the people that have entered and have entered correctly.
So we enter just by liking the page.
Liking the page, putting your list of 10 items that you'd love to see, and finishing off with hashtag food with integrity. Okay. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to take all of this information and we're going to close off the competition midday on the 19th of January. And that's going to give us about a week to put it all together so we can present.
That's in 3 days' time.
Yeah. And
okay. That's Friday.
That's Friday. Yes, before Shabbos. Okay. That's why we're going to close it then.
Okay.
And then over the weekend, on Sunday through the next week, we're going to put it all together. And
okay,
see,
we don't need to know what you're going to do with it. Tell us what we need to do.
What you need to do. So you need to just hold your horses until the 1st.
Okay.
And what's going to happen is we're going to communicate and we'll private message pretty much everyone, as well as to give more information of what's going to happen on the 1st of February at Norwood Mall between 6 and 6:30. We are going to be giving out lucky packets.
Oh.
And inside the lucky packets at the Norwood Mall.
Okay.
At the Norwood Mall Pick and Pay.
Yes.
And what we're going to do is we are going to be giving away lucky packets. And within the lucky packets, those people that were private messaged will basically also get a lucky random packet. And within that packet will be sweets, nibbles, nosh, a voucher, a prize, maybe a chocolate bar. And within that chocolate bar, there may be a golden ticket.
And what is a golden ticket?
So the golden ticket is really the creme de la creme of what you can win. We're also going to have 5 coins.
Just tell us what's the golden ticket.
Okay. So the golden ticket is going to get you Ubered to our factory.
Yeah.
And we are going to give you a tour of our facility.
Yeah.
And show people what it's really about. They're going to eat tatskas, they're going to nibble, they're going to nosh, they're going to really have a fantastic time. There are going to be prizes, like, literally throughout the entire tour. And then what's going to happen is they're going to finish off with a beautiful buffet finger bowl lunch of all the different products that are going to be on the shelf. And they're going to see and unveil, literally, and be the first ones to see the entire Totally Kosher range that's going to be available for retail.
Very, very nice. Richard Pierce, thank you very, very much.
It's always a pleasure.
And, go and like their page, Totally Kosher, on Facebook, and list your 10 items. And who knows, you could be winning one of those lucky packets.